starting building up to this year's Caribbean Premier League as well, which isn't too far away now.
Just about 2 weeks, and then it's back to the hard grind.
And just give us your thoughts on what the Caribbean Premier League is like for you, and what it maybe brings to the West Indies.
Well, I think what it brings to us is that there's a resurgence. There was a resurgence in the crowd participation last year. I haven't seen crowds like that in West Indies cricket since 25 years ago, when West Indies was at its highest, highest peak. And with the crowds, I think the interest in cricket amongst the youngsters should come back. And I hope that this year it will even be more exciting and we'll get a lot more youngsters wanting to play cricket.
And that's what it's all about. It sounds like you're saying it was a qualified success, but hopefully it can go from strength to strength this year with some new initiatives taking it around the islands and different start times as well to get more eyes on it, more crowds, and really build it up.
Yeah, well, that's what we want. The game cannot survive without youngsters coming into it, and the more youngsters coming in and the more they can try to improve their game, it will be better for our cricket in the future.
And you're involved yourself as a mentor. Just tell us a little bit about your role and how you get involved.
Well, last year we were coaches. This year we are mentors and specialists in the area where it suits us most. So my area would be helping the Zooks, with the bowling and fast bowling in particular. Without proper bowling, that you can't win. And because if you don't bowl well, you're not going to beat anybody. It doesn't matter how well you bat. It's how well you bowl that dictates whether you win or lose matches. So I'm hoping that we can improve on the standard of our bowling, especially in the last 5 overs of these T20s. We seem to do well in the, in the first 15, but the last 5, we're digging a lot of ditches ourselves. There's too much runs scored in those overs.
And obviously the Zooks didn't do so well last year, so were any particular plans in mind this year, as well as working on the death bowling to get up the table a bit?
That is where I think we have to pay a lot of special attention to the death bowling. Variety is more so than ever. Yorkers, slow ball, and stuff like that, and even faster ball. One should be able to prepare himself that he can bowl a ball faster than he bowled previous. We need to do all sorts of things in order for us to, strike a balance. Because everything is now taking pace off the ball. And if you watch a lot of T20s today, a lot of slow balls are getting hit out of the ground because people are waiting for it. And if it's not well bowled, then you're going to get hit out of the ground, just as if you bowl a length ball.
And one of the interesting things I think about tournaments like the CPL and others around the world is that you get, and you yourself play a lot of your cricket for Antigua, you're now working with St. Lucia, and do you find that an sort of interesting facet of it?
Yeah, that's interesting, because what you find is that I bring something to the St. Lucia, because the St. Lucia franchise is more of a Windward Islands franchise. So you bring something different to some of the other guys. And one of the things that we need is that our players must be prepared to learn and to try things differently from what they're accustomed to. A number of our players, and I mean West Indians, have get them set into a mode where they just accept, this is what I used to do and this is what I continue to do. But the game is evolving, so the players have to evolve along with the game.
They certainly do. I mean, you played with a great West Indian team. You were part of that team. You won 2 World Cups. How would you have liked to have got involved in, played 2020 cricket and got involved in tournaments like this as a player?
Well, I believe I have a lot of limited overs experience that I could share with people. It doesn't matter whether it was 30 years ago or today, because bowling at the end 30 years ago and bowling at the end today is exactly the same thing. There's no different. And throughout my career, I think I averaged maybe 3.4, 3.5 runs per over in all in limited overs cricket. You know, and I hope that I can impart some knowledge as to what to do, what to look for when batsmen are slugging. Because this is one of the things I do not believe a lot of young bowlers do, is look at what the batsman is doing.